This talk was given at the Insight Meditation Society in Barre, Massachusetts on December 12, 1983. The introduction is by Jack Kornfield, the first 20 minutes talk by Mu Sang Sunim, and the questions and answer by Son Sunim.
Sansanin, through prodigious effort and energy, has founded a large Zen center in Providence, which has a monastery and long three-month retreat like this, and a large community that lives together, and a great deal of other parts of practice, of style of daily practice and community and working practice. And Zen centers in California and other parts of this country, in Canada, in Europe, I believe five of them in Poland, and recently back from founding a Zen center in South America. Been very successful in both teaching many people and training people to teach to spread the ability for people to come and practice Zen through the centers. He's also been a very great support and friend to Insight Meditation Society, and has come many years in a row now to teach at the end or during three-month retreats and other times, and I consider him a very wonderful and valuable teacher to myself. He's come with a number of students, and tonight, as is his usual format, we'll first have a short Dharma talk of some kind from Mu San Sanim, who is one of the Dharma teachers from that center and who travels with San Sanim. And after hearing the Dharma talk, then Zen Master San Sanim will take questions based on that or anything else that you like. a good part of the spirit of his way of teaching is through question and answer. So I would encourage you very strongly, if after 3 months you have any questions left, that you take the opportunity to ask him. Thank you.
It's wonderful to be here. This is my third time visiting Insight Meditation Center, and all the other times I just, wow, this thing really works, yeah. It's intimidating. All the other times I sat in the audience and listened to a talk, and we just came and had dinner and left, and I've never really had a chance to hang out. So I have this funny feeling that I don't quite know who I'm talking to. We just came back from Brazil and Peru and Mexico City, where I also didn't quite know who I was talking to, but there I had an excuse, or I thought I had an excuse. Sansanim has a very interesting computer. He just comes right into a place, whether it's Barre, Massachusetts, or Bodh Gaya, India. And zip, he takes a mental shot, and boom, he's off and running and telling everybody what to do. And I can't do that. So Sansanim asked me to say something about my experience sitting Zen, which is a good subject. Frankly, I hate sit well. I mean, you all have sat 90 days. I'm really in awe of that. I'm a chanting man myself, but and so I found out I was giving this talk just as we got in the car, and proceeded to get intense energy up, as we say in our school. That means all the blood goes to your head and you start getting this red all over. And I kept thinking, you know, here I am a Zen monk, and I'm going to this Vipassana center, and I must straighten them out. So that feeling persisted while we were sitting in the staff room waiting for dinner. The longer we waited for dinner, the more strong that feeling got. So I made a few jokes, and my fellow Dharma friends started looking at me like they were about ready to carry me out of the room. And then we had dinner, which was fantastic. And during dinner, I always get these peak experiences during dinner. I realized that what I should have remembered all along, which is that I'm not a Zen monk. I mean, if I walked into my parents' house and said, folks, you know, please bow to me, well, you know, forget it. This is not a Vipassana center, and Sansanim is also not a Zen master. So then I just relaxed. So here we are, you know. The wall's brown. New England, it's snowy and cold outside. 5 days ago, I was standing on top of a crater in Honolulu. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to you, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Sansanim always teaches, only go straight, don't know. Only go straight, don't know. We'll probably hear that a lot tonight. And you can get don't know anywhere. Even here. It's easier for me when I travel a lot, but which I'm doing. I went to school in New England, though, and I always feel like I know New England. But I come back to New England, and I find it's the place I really know the least, because I think I know it. So I started out, I was just a nice Jewish boy and I wanted to become a scientist and save the world. Generation of the 60s. And So that went out the window after, I had two good friends in high school, we were all mathematicians, and at the age of 16, we realized that none of us had done anything famous in mathematics, so we were already over the hill. So one of my friends, my other two friends both went on to get PhDs, and one of them waited about 5 years more before he gave it up. But I gave it up right then, and went into the humanities, and read a lot of Russian poetry, which made me realize there was a lot of stuff I didn't know anything about, like human beings. But reading Russian poetry didn't help, especially not at Harvard University, because I had this one teacher, he would always say, literature has more to do with other literature than with life. I must say that was one of the better koans I ever got. You know? So I gave that up and went to law school via, first I did some civil rights work because I wanted to help people. And I went down to Mississippi. There were a group of very religious Southern black students working to help people. But I was not a religious Southern Baptist. I mean, that's sad but true. And so I didn't quite fit in. So that was politics. Politics was very interesting in those days. We found out that if you were carrying any idea of your own, it sort of infected your political work. So you thought you were there to help people, but in fact, you were really there because you couldn't tell your father off, so you were going to tell off all these Southern white folks that didn't know any better. So that didn't work too well. I sort of burned out on that and went to law school, where I was going to learn how to do good for people, to people. Then the Vietnam War came along, and it was pretty hard to keep much faith in law after that. And so I tried psychiatry. I sat on the couch and talked about my feelings for years and years. And that was real interesting, but I think everybody here knows about that. It's like, so what, you know? In fact, the best thing my shrink ever said was, I kept saying, well, how long is this suffering going to go on? He said, when don't you get sick of it? And Sun Sunim says the same thing, but somehow he makes you get sick of it quicker. So basically, I tried everything the West had to offer. And then I found Buddhism via LSD. But that's another story. Those were in the days of Timothy Leary and Tibetan Book of the Dead, you know. So one trip and I was hooked and reading all this Tibetan stuff, which was wonderful. But, you know, without a teacher, it's pretty hard to make sense of these passages about first you'll see a yellow light and then if you push this button, you'll see a green light. But you should wait until the white light comes because that's, wow, you can really space out on that. So I put that all down for a long time until I finally got really desperate and went to hear a talk on Buddhism that Sun Sunim happened to be giving in New Haven, Connecticut. And at that time he said something real simple. Someone asked him the question about their mind. And he said, is your mind inside? Oh, he said, is this watch inside or outside your mind? They were talking about their heart and their feelings and their mind. And he just said, is this watch inside or outside your mind? And they said, well, inside. And he said, where is inside? Well, in here. He said, oh, your mind's very small. So the student was very stumped at that point. And he said, don't make inside, don't make outside, okay? So that really hit me. It's like I'd read a certain amount of Greek philosophy and Socrates, and I really liked that. And it seemed like here Sun Sunim was doing the exact same thing, taking someone's thinking and just stopping it. You know, people always said Socrates was like a stingray. He just made you numb all over. And that's exactly the effect of listening to Sun Sunim. You had all this thinking, and then boom, it was all cut off. So I liked that a lot, and I liked Sun Sunim a lot, so I started sitting meditation and immediately went overboard thinking, which is not what you're supposed to do. So after many adventures, Sun Sunim inveigled me into moving into the Providence Zen Center, you know, giving up my home, my friends, my psychiatrist, everything, and moved into the Providence Zen Center where I was going to get enlightenment and find truth. I'd always wanted to find truth because, frankly, I found this whole world is was a big drag. And I just thought if I could go somewhere and find truth, I could forget about this world, but really it is a drag, and have a good time contemplating the truth. So I arrive at the Providence Zen Center, and we're doing things like, getting up at 4:45 in the morning and doing 108 bows. Can you believe it? And, sitting in the morning and eating out of these funny bowls and working during the day, and sitting at night till 9:30, and then one day we're sitting at night till 9:30, and the head monk at the time, who's this very imposing kid of about 22, says with a big grin on his face, "Hey, we have a big truckload of wood that needs to be unloaded." So there I was contemplating truth, carrying all this wood, trying to keep up with everybody else, and I'm asking myself, what's going on here? And that's what Sansanim calls together action. He always talks about, this is where I have to give my tribute to. All day long I've been thinking about VRs and VVs, because Jane told me about VRs and VVs. And, I was here for only about an hour and I had about two of each. But together action is really interesting. It's like, well, I already told you too much about myself, but, I moved to the Providence Zen Center. Most people in the Providence Zen Center did not happen to be into reading Greek philosophy or, stuff like that. They were into, different kinds of things, like chopping wood. So there I was, abandoned. And that's why I went there. I wanted to meet some different kinds of people. The friends I had were wonderful, but they didn't help me. They just agreed with me. And, you have a friend like that, you agree with each other, you tell each other you're wonderful for about 5 years, then you have a big fight and you never see them again. So Sansanim always says that in Korea, washing potatoes, if you wash them one at a time, it takes a long time for them to get clean. So in Korea, if they have a bunch of potatoes to wash, they put them in a big pot full of water, they take a stick, they stir it up, the potatoes rub against each other and clean each other. So little did I know that in asking me to move to Providence, Sansanim was just dumping me in the pot. And it works. It's like when you have to live day in and day out with people and find a way of getting along and working together and hopefully even enjoying it, you have to put a lot down. In fact, if you don't put it down, it's not possible. You can't stay there. So I stayed at Providence for about a year or so until I used to have this tremendous admiration for all the people who ran the Providence Zen Center because they could do all these things I couldn't do, like, chop wood. And Sansanim was, meanwhile, going around the country. And I missed him a lot, but I was, determined to make it in New England. Till finally, my greatest teacher arrived, who was this guy who had also a completely different background from any of us. He'd been a drug dealer, and he'd been in jail, and he had a great sense of humor. And he drove me completely nuts. But he also drove everyone else nuts, and no one could deal with him. And suddenly I got enlightenment. I realized I couldn't deal with it. So I left and went. I called up Sansanim on the phone, and he said, "How about coming out to Los Angeles and have a vacation?" So so I went to Los Angeles, and really for, if you've lived on the East Coast all your life, it's wonderful to go west. And I just had a whole different set of teachers, and learned a whole bunch of different things, like maybe how to relax a little bit. Meanwhile, it's like practicing, sitting, bowing, chanting. In that situation, it's just a way of sort of keeping your sanity, hopefully, and getting a strong enough center that you can learn from what's going on. Sansanim was talking just before we came here about Zen is really ordinary life, everyday life. So I was really running as fast as I could away from everyday life. I could never deal with it. I mean, parents, children, oh my God. So what was my cure, to get put in living with a whole bunch of people? And as a good friend of mine said, you know, Zen, there are a lot of ways that we try to avoid our problems, but Zen means just confronting them head on. And Zen, Buddhism, whatever it is, what we're doing. And Sansanim is amazing because he will not shrink from anything. And he'll gradually, you know, any teacher will give us the courage to really face the one thing we're always thought we couldn't face. And actually, you know, once you stop thinking about it and try it, it's not all that bad. So recently the fellow that I had been so, had this thing about, came out to LA and we had a great time together for a while, till circumstances parted our karma. But it just goes to show though that it is possible to completely change your life. And I always think of Sansanim when I think of that. He got enlightenment at age 22 in Korea, got transmission of the Dharma from the leading Zen master at the time, instantly became famous, spent 15 years in the highest administrative posts in Korea of the Buddhist order. He was also been in the army. In short, he had it made. And suddenly he just left. He went to Japan for 9 years, made a couple of temples there, and then he came to this country with no money, no English, and certainly no reputation, I mean, among Americans. And he's been having a great time. And I always sort of took that for granted. I mean, you know, of course he came here. I mean, he came here to teach us, you know. But it's really an amazing thing to imagine someone doing that. You know, I mean, imagine the Archbishop of Canterbury doing that, or, you know, anyone you know in public life. But Sansanim not only does it, but he has a good time doing it. That's the most amazing thing to me. So, nowadays, this world is getting very strange. Sansanim talks about this being the last of a 60-year Chinese calendar cycle, and that is the last of 6 cycles. So this is really the worst of the past 360 years. And we've had strange weather, strange politics, many crazy people. Everything's getting very tense. But what I think I found and all of my friends have found is that when you practice and really keep this mind that doesn't know anything, that doesn't depend on our past, our future, our attainments, whatever we think those might have been, but just, you know, the wall's brown, the rug's red. I'm sitting here giving a Dharma talk. I've got about a minute and a half before he bops me on the head. That's all there is. That's all you can rely on. And it's enough. You know, it works. So I'm really glad to have come here, to be here. And Sansanim loves to answer questions. And he's not at all insulted if you ask him a strong or a hard question, or if you fight with him. He always says, first fight, then become more close. So I hope you will ask him some good questions. Thank you.
But you have a question. Your life, your practicing, your problem, any kind of question. Okay.
Zen is kind of a reaction to a decadent Buddhism which had developed, and so the Sangha, the priests, instead of practicing, they were having a good time and really not practicing Dharma. And so Zen was a cultural reaction to make Buddhism more alive in a culture which had had Buddhism for maybe 100, 2,000 years, something like that, a long time anyway. I wonder, in the West here, where we've never really had Buddhism as a cultural background, how does Zen apply to us who we've never had a Dharma practice at all? Mm-hmm. And so, how do we, here's a teaching which I think is a reaction to a Buddhism which had become non-vital. I've never had any Buddhism before, so...
I ask you this, before you believe in God, believe in God.
I don't know, really, honestly.
Have you been to church?
When I was young, my family seemed to not have much interest. I went to some YMCA camp.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, went to YMCA, then what did you do?
Well, seriously, what happened is I...
Some sports?
Oh, well, one was on Catalina, and we went skin diving a lot. One was up in the mountains, but here's the important thing was, is that they were Methodist, and they were always talking about God and Jesus, and they told me that if I asked Jesus to come into my life, then he would and guide me. I was young and sincere, and so I went on a mountaintop and I asked Jesus to come into my life, and here I am.
All right. You already attained Zen. That's the Zen, okay? Okay, if you believe in God, that is also Zen. Go YMCA, they went to YMCA, your sports, some typing, that's also Zen. When you're hungry, what? When you're hungry.
I ate
food. Correct. When you're tired.
If I sleep before I can.
Correct. Somebody hungry, what can you do?
Give them food if I have it.
Correct. That's the Zen. Zen is not special. One of my students, New Haven, Rusty, he's a minister, also Dharma teacher. So he stay at this Zen center, then Sunday, then go to church service. That's Zen. Western mind, Eastern mind, doesn't matter, okay? Your mind, in your mind, there has the Western, Eastern, okay? Hungry time, just eat. Tired time, just sleep. Somebody hungry, give it the food. Somebody sad, together sad. That's the Zen. Very simple, yeah? Okay. Okay, more question. Okay.
Who suffers more, the eater or the eaten?
What?
Who has more suffering, the one who eats or the one who is eaten?
Who is more suffering? If you have much desire, more suffering. No desire, not suffering. That's all. Computer, you know. Many into the idea that computer very complicated, okay? Don't into idea that computer empathy, then not working, okay? Then rest, sleep. So, if your computer too much into, then your head complicate. Rest, become simple. Too much into nowadays people, you know. So too much complicate, too much way. This way is good. You know. So meditation means your complicated mind become simple. Just watching. What are you doing now? Yeah. You old teacher said, just watching your action, you know. Thinking time, just what? Eating, just eat. Hungry time, just watching your hungry mind, okay? Yeah. That's the simple. Very simple, okay? Don't make anything. If you make this mind have a problem, mind. Everybody make a mind. What is your mind? Where is your mind? You know, what is the mind? Everybody don't understand mind. And say, my mind is my mind. That's a have a problem, okay? Don't make a mind. Just do it. Just watching. Just do it. Just check. Just do it. Okay. Then very simple, your life very simple. But you make my mind then have problem. My mind they what? Ah, my mind very sad. My mind very suffering. This mind have problem. So Buddha said, everything created by mind alone. If you no mind, not make anything, then you are complete. If you no mind, cannot make anything. If you have a mind, make something. So you take away your mind, then no problem, don't make anything. Then you are complete. You are Buddha. Very simple, yeah? That's our practice. Vipassana meditation, Zen meditation, not different. Don't make anything. Just do it. Just watch. Okay? Just watch. What is that? Huh? Wood? Okay. Somebody said, stick. But this stick never say, I am wooden. Never say, I am stick. This stick said, okay? Yeah? This stick never say, I am stick. Who make stick? You make stick. Okay. You just check, bring this bell, okay? This sound comes from where? Not bad, but so that sound comes from where? This bell? This hammer? Maybe if you have no ears, have no ear, how can hear this sound? No? Maybe hear, yeah? The next, have no consciousness, have no consciousness, how can working this ear? Then consciousness also comes from where? It's a consciousness, mind. Then no mind then cannot hear this sound, yeah? So maybe this mind will make this sound. No. Mind makes sound. Then which one? This sound comes a bell, or hammer, or this ear, or consciousness, or mind. Which one? Too complicated. That name is a sutra. You understand sutra? Buddha's teaching. Sutra make complicate. Meditation means complicate Buddha's mind. It's become simple, become simple, become. This bell comes from where? Just hit. Then you and this sound already become one. Don't make subject, don't make object. Object, subject, subject, object. Make this sound. Right? That's all. Subject, subject, and object. That make something. That means subject plus object equal enlightenment. Just pass enlightenment day, you know, December 8th. That's Enlightenment Day. What is enlightenment? You plus sky equal what? You plus sky equal what? Huh? Sky? No, sky. You plus sky, then what? What kind of color is the sky? Correct? You plus dog what? Everybody understand? Correct. Woof, woof. Also very simple. You plus sugar equal what? Sweet, yeah, sweet. So sky is blue, dog barking, woof, woof, sugar is sweet. That's all truth. Yeah? That's just simple, very simple, okay? That's all. Don't make I, don't make something. Just do it. Not just watching. When you see, watch this sky, just blue. Just here, just here. Dog barking, right? Then just walk, walk, walk. Yeah. When you eat the sugar in your mouth, just sweet, just sweet. That's all. Yeah. So I ask you 9 days, 9 days of meditation, what did you attain? That's my question.
Woof, woof.
I think you are human beings, you are dog. Again, somebody attain a dog. That is a attain dog. Okay. Name is dog enlightenment. Okay, that's all. More question? No? Okay.
Would you speak on the role of enjoyment in a mindful life?
What? How about joy in this mindful life? How, what is, what about joy, happiness? You know, have a good time.
Happiness? What is happiness? I ask you, what are you doing now? Is that the happiness?
Yes.
Good. You already got the happiness. So happiness is two kind. Opposite happiness. That opposite happiness means happiness and sad. That you don't like sad. Then you, I want something. Then I get. Then your happiness cannot get sadness. That's thy happiness. Then, next happiness is don't make anything. Don't make anything. If you don't make anything, there has no like, dislike. If you have no like, dislike, then there has no life and death. Also coming, going, high, low. Then that is a true happiness. Never changing happiness. So Buddha said, all permissions, all formations appearing and disappearing. That law of appearing and disappearing. If you both appearing and disappearing disappear, that's stillness breath. That's true happiness. That's stillness true happiness. Okay? So you must take away inside appearing, disappearing mind. No mind, then not appear, not disappear. If you have mind, appear, disappear, okay? So don't make mind. No mind. Don't make mind. Just watching. Just perceive. Yeah? He talk about just, it carpet is red, okay? The wall is brown, sitting is white, that's all. Then that mind is a very relaxed mind, very enough mind. This world nowadays very complicated. They're very complicated. Yeah? Very tight. Complicated and very tight. And many, many, many happening, you know. Many, many happening, strange weather, strange this earthquake or a tornado or strange this, you know, sickness, many kind of cancer appear. Also many kind of this, you know, mind sickness, okay? Crazy people appear. Business also crazy, or everything's crazy, you know. Political situation also more crazy, okay? So everything's a political problem and education problem, religion problem, any kind of problem, business problem, okay? So maybe it's a problem, it's a problem, 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 then tight, 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 then finally explode, explode. Soon this world will explode, soon, maybe tomorrow, maybe day after tomorrow, explode this world. Then how do you stay alive? That point. How do you stay alive? Then I come in here meditation. Yeah, that's okay, no problem. That means outside world always explodes non-stop, okay? Changing, 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 changing. But if you, in your mind, have no appearance, disappearance, then outside changing, changing, doesn't matter. So you must find never changing, never broken things. What is never changing, never broken things? What is that? Then no problem. Disappear, disappear. Your body disappear, doesn't matter. Huh? That's your head. That's my hand. That's my body. My body have life and death, but who control this body? I. What is I? Huh? The I comes from where? Who make this I? That's the point. Who make this I? Long time ago, Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Very simple, yeah? I think, therefore, I am. The next question, I not thinking, therefore, what? That's the point. Okay. You're thinking make I, but not thinking, no I. No I means we say that's human nature. Human nature is a universal nature. Okay, not different. This nature is not different. So, from human nature, mind appear. Mind appear, thinking appear. Thinking appear, dharma appear. Dharma appear, form appear. Form appear, like, dislike, life and death, happiness, sadness, all appear. Mind disappear, thinking disappear. Thinking disappear, dharma disappear. Dharma disappear, form disappear. Form disappear, like dislike, everything disappear. Then only your nature bright. So don't make mind. Then your nature already appear, your nature. Yeah. So Japanese then said, kensho means, kensho means that is see nature. Huh? If you make mind, cannot see your nature. Your nature never disappear, never changing, never broken. So that is point. So, 9-day retreat, 9-day retreat. Second question is, For whom? For what? 나인데 이렇지. For what? For body? For mind? No good. This mind, for mind more have problem, okay? For what? 9 day retreat, for what?
This talk is continued on side 2 of this cassette at this point.
For what? 9 day retreat, for what? That's a problem, okay? Don't make for what. Just do it. What do you see now? What are you doing now? Just do it. That's the correct thing. Correct also meditation. Okay? If you have mind, then mind appear, your opinion, your condition, your situation appear. Mind disappear, your opinion, your condition, your situation disappear. Then, correct opinion, correct condition, correct situation appear. Correct opinion means not different. You have no eye, just think, just hear, just smell, just taste, just touch, just think. So take away this mind, okay? This mind is, we say, a big hotel or company, then hope they have manager. Manager, understand, but manager, yeah. So manager anytime, I am master, I am owner, that's wrong. So you must kill this manager. Straight this owner talk to this thinking. That we say, just think. When you drive car, somebody up in front of your car, then this mind, little lazy, okay? Cannot work. Just your foot break, your push the brake. That we say, just think. No use mind. Straight mind, thinking straight. This not mind. Nature and your this thinking straight working, together working. Mind is not necessary, okay? That is just think. Just think. Okay, just think. What is brown? Just think. Just hear. Don't make a mind. Just hear. Okay? Just smell, just taste. Just do it. That's very simple, you know. The plus mind then have a problem. Your mind, my mind, different. Yeah? Your opinion, my opinion, different. So same picture, same, you know, Dharma room, same Buddha, you know. Buddha, that's very wonderful Buddha. Then somebody say, no, then that's not wonderful, but that's Hinayana Buddhism Buddha. No good. So somebody say, very good. Somebody say, no good. So it's holding something, okay? Opinion different. So first people say, beautiful Buddha, wonderful Buddha. Next people say, no good, Hinayana Buddhism, Buddha, no good. This is the same Buddha, why no good, why good, okay? The mind says, opinion different. Okay? Have no mind, just, oh, wonderful Buddha, we bow to necessary, okay? If you meet the Buddha, just bow. Good, bad, doesn't matter, okay? Don't make good and bad, just bow. That's correct relationship, correct situation, correct function. Okay? That's correct function. This watch. This watch. Oh, not so good watch. This is not so good. Somebody says, oh, very, very good watch. The good, bad, only fighting. Okay? Then what is the watch correct function? You know? Good, bad doesn't matter. Yeah, just 3 minutes before 8. That's all. Good and bad doesn't matter. Correct function, correct relationship, correct situation. My situation, what is situation? Okay. If you have mind, then not do that, okay? Good and bad, you know. I like that, I don't like that. Yeah? Good, bad, high, low, good, coming, going. All up is thinking up here. That have a problem. So put it all down, very important. Put it all down. So today I some writing, give it to the teacher. Put it all down. So that put it all down means human beings have no meaning. Yeah? No meaning. Why everybody appeared in this world? Why? Before you come in this world, you talk to your mother or father? I soon come up, please help me. Never say that, yeah? So that's the big mistake. Everybody come in this world. When you come in this world, already big mistake. So the mistake, how make a correct? How make a correct? Yeah? That's our practice, how make a correct. So that's a very important point. Everybody mistake, you know, mistake. Buddha appeared this world. Buddha appeared this world. Then already completed, then not practicing. Not practicing. But he don't understand what is life, what is death. Why human beings are alive? Why getting old? Why sickness? Why die? Don't understand. So went to this mountain, then sat under the Bodhi tree. For 6 years, yeah. He make himself for suffering, okay? If you have suffering, more make suffering necessary, then the suffering go away. If you have everybody, some have suffering, then I don't like suffering, you know. I don't like suffering, more suffering. If you have suffering, more make suffering. Come in here, more. Then, okay, sit then, or sit in meditation. Then more suffering. Then the suffering go away. That means Oriental this medicine book said, if you heart sickness, use heart medicine. Cold sickness, use cold medicine. So Buddha much have suffering, okay? What is life? What is death? Much thinking, suffering. So he went to the, make suffering. Only stay paralyzed. No. No suffering, yeah. Good food, good situation, beautiful grow, many drink, many dancing. No problem. But, three. Then cut hair. Then went to the mountain. You have this 9-day sit meditation. Buddha is not 9 days. For 6 years. Yeah. Also, Bodhidharma sat in the sorin for 9 years. Only 9 days, this much. That. So that means Buddha much suffering. So use suffering medicine, then take away suffering. Okay. Human means come in empty hand, going empty hand. That's human beings. When you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Life is like a floating cloud which appears. Death is like a floating cloud which disappears. The floating cloud does not exist. Human beings coming, going, also like that. But there is one thing always remains clear. That is pure and clear, not depend on life and death. that what is the one pure and clear thing? That's a point. What is that? Buddha attained that. So he attained that, then there is no life, no death. Our body is like a floating cloud, but that is one thing. That's one thing that has no life and death. Not depend on life and death, always remains clear. So we must find that and get out this life and death necessary. Then this world, next morning, explode, doesn't matter. What is afraid? Yeah? Okay, more question? Okay.
How does the Zen mind express compassion?
Compassion? How are you today? Good. That's wonderful. That's Zen compassion. I like you very much, so how are you today?
If I say suffering.
Suffering? Why do you make suffering? I say, how are you today?
And if I say, I'm suffering.
No, give me your suffering. Oh, I get your suffering, your normal suffering, okay? You cannot find your suffering, yeah? Only you make suffering. Tomorrow morning, okay? Tomorrow morning, you will die. What can you do? You carrying suffering? Tomorrow morning. Where do you carrying your suffering? Where? You have a pocket? Mind pocket? You're carrying your mind. Where is your mind? You make something. You make mind, suffering, and caring, all make. It's already all gone, your suffering. So you must moment to moment, you must die. Then no problem. So, I ask you, why do you putting around your corpse? Why do you putting around your corpse? What do you say? Because I hate you to retire. I ask you, why do you put it around your corpse?
Why do I play around?
Why are you pulling around your corpse? Why are you dragging your corpse?
Don't know.
So don't know is very important, you know, don't know. That don't know is my thing. Do you say you pay tax necessarily? Where do you come from? I ask you. Where do you come from? No. Just before coming here, where do you come from?
Upstairs,
correct. But your hand, your head, your body from upstairs. Your true self comes from where?
Don't know, yeah?
What's your name?
My name?
Mm-hmm. That's your body name. I don't like your body name. What's your true self name? Don't know, yeah? How old are you?
No age.
You don't understand no age. Don't know, yeah? When you die, where do you go?
Where the mind takes me.
You don't understand. So, coming don't know, name don't know, age don't know, going don't know. So, you are don't know. I give it to you don't know name, okay? If you don't know, only go straight, don't know, very interesting, okay? So listen to me, only keep don't know mind and listen to me, then understand. When you're thinking, your mind, my mind, different. When you cut off all thinking, then your mind, my mind, the same. If you keep don't know mind 100%, don't know. Then you don't know mind, my don't know mind, somebody don't know mind, the same don't know mind. Because don't know mind already stop thinking. Stop thinking is no thinking. No thinking means empty mind. Empty mind is before thinking, before thinking. You before thinking your substance, my before thinking my substance. Then stick substance, universal substance, everything substance, the same substance. So when you keep don't know mind 100%, don't know, that time. Already, you are universe, universe is you. You and everything already become one. That's we say primary point. So don't know is not don't know. Don't know is a primary point. Primary point, name is don't know. But somebody say primary point is mind, or Buddha, or God, or nature, or substance, or absolute, or energy, or holy, or consciousness, or everything. But the true primary point, there's no name, no form, no speech, no word. Because before thinking, only when you keep don't know mind 100%, don't know, that time, you and everything already become one, okay? So I ask you, when you keep don't know that time, this deck and you, are they the same or different? This substance, your substance, are they the same or different? Correct, same. But if you say same, I hate you 3 times. If you say different also, I hate you 3 times. Because primary point is before thinking. Before thinking, there's no speech, no word. Open your mouth, already mistake. So close your mouth, yeah, same, but open your mouth, mistake. Close mouth, how do you say, this stick and you, are they the same or different? Don't know, yeah? You ask him, this deck and you, are they the same or different? You ask him. Correct. That sound. The sound substance, your substance, this substance, universal substance, the same. So open mouth not necessary. Just demonstration. No. Just do it. That's correct meditation, okay? Now you understand, this deck and you, are they the same or different? Correct, hit flow. Good. Now everybody understand, yeah? That's not bell sound, okay? That's your cat sound, okay? So that sound, demonstration, okay? So I ask you, this deck and you, are they the same or different? Very good. No problem. That name is, we say primary point. Name is don't know. Name is watching. Name is that is your substance. That's a universal substance, your true self. So now no problem. Everybody no problem. So I ask you, where are you coming from? Not strong, okay, not strong. Where are you coming from? Good. What's your name? How old are you? When did you have to go? What did you attain? 9 days. Good. Something attained. something. Ah, but that's wonderful. So, anybody have a question? Okay.
I used to worry about losing my mind, and now I worry about not losing my mind. How can I lose my mind?
How? Where are you coming from? Hit. Already lose mind. Already losing mind. What's your name? Wonderful. Keep this mind. Then already there has no mind. Okay. Just hit. What do you want, you know? That's all. Huh? Okay. Some more questions?
You use the word correct.
Correct.
As if it were separate from all the high, low, good, bad.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know what's correct?
What do you see now?
You.
Correct. Don't make a high, low, good, bad, okay? Long time ago, Heicho Zen Master, before I become Zen Master, he visited this Boban Zen Master, the number one. That we are Zen five school. Rinzai School, Soto School, Boban School, Unmun School, Yuan School. These five school. That's first Boban School. Very sharp, very strong teaching that time. The Heicho visited this Boban Zen Master. Zen Master, please teach me. You not believe me, so I cannot teach you. Zen Master, I walking 700 miles walking, come here. I believe you, so I come in here. No, you not believe me. How can I believe you? What things from 7 miles I'm walking, come here. What things come in here? Don't know, yo. What things come in here? Don't understand. That time, if you keep don't know mind, if you keep don't know mind, then there has no me and you. So now you ask me, then what is Buddha? Then Heicho, yes. That is Buddha. Then, got enlightenment. Yeah? What is Buddha? Heicho. Yes, sir. That's the Buddha. That's very simple. Okay. Understand?
Good.
So what is Buddha? You ask me. I ask you, what is Buddha? Then you ask me, Sansanim. You ask me, Sansanim. Yes. Then you say, that's the Buddha. You say to me, that's the Buddha. One more 900 day, which is necessary. Okay, more question? No question. Okay.
Before I began sitting, I felt that there was a purpose in my meditation. Like, I was motivated by a purpose. What happened to that purpose when I meditated? Where is that purpose?
Before I begin sitting, I have some purpose, some goal. But during sitting, then this purpose, where does it go? Meaning, the reason.
Yeah. The purpose, where to go? Before you make something, you not don't make something. So that's complete. That's the perfect. Perfect is what does it mean perfect? Are you before you say before I perfect?
No, purpose, reason.
Reason. Reason.
Why sitting? Yeah.
Why sitting?
Yeah.
So that is a wise thing. Then I ask you, why do you eat every day?
Have desire.
Have a desire? Only that? Then your desire meditation.
Yeah, there is. I do desire.
What say? What kind, before meditation, what kind of reason? What kind of reason? Before meditation. What kind of reason? You are already you become harmony. Become harmony means there is no reason. Because human beings, no meaning, no reason, no choice, three kind. No meaning, no reason, no choice. So you already attain no reason. That's wonderful. You pay more necessary. It's the center, okay? You already attain no reason. That's wonderful. Why not? What's the problem with you? No problem, yeah? Have a problem? No problem. Don't make anything, okay? Human beings original is no meaning, no reason, no choice. That three kind.
Yeah, there's still motivation. I mean, I'm still being perpetuated within myself to continue.
If you have still have something more clean, one more 900 day necessary. Because this meditation means clean your consciousness, clean your mind. Clean, 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 clean. So this Dharma room is this, dry cleaning center. 9 days clean, 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 but still have something. So more clean necessary. More 9 days clean, clean. Then this mind disappear, then no more clean. If we have still mind, more clean necessary, more clean. Then finally mind disappear, then finish. Okay? Okay, one question here.
What is the difference between truth and reality?
What?
Truth and reality, how different?
Truth, reality. If you're thinking, different. If you're not thinking, it's the same. So, over there.
You're saying that we should meditate until we stop thinking, or we should stop thinking now?
What's that?
Did he say, are you saying we must more meditation someday stop thinking, or just now stop thinking?
Stop thinking, not stop thinking, doesn't matter. You must, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? Listen, correct. Keep this mind. Moment to moment, just watching. Yeah, your teachers are just watching. That's what we say, just do it. Watching. Do it is the same meaning, okay? When you're doing something, just do it. That is not stop thinking, not thinking. We say, just think, just watching, just do it. Thinking is sometimes wonderful, sometimes bad. What kind of thinking is bad? What kind of thinking is good? Thinking for me, then bad. Thinking for other people, that's wonderful. Thinking for other people, that's a bodhisattva thinking. Thinking for me, that's desire, anger, ignorance thinking. Okay? So thinking is not good, not bad. How correct function your thinking? Correct function thinking. That's very important. Only for me, no good. For me, make more bad karma. Only for other people, that's help other people. That's the point. Okay? Okay, more question?
Where do our thoughts, where's our thinking comes from?
Oh, where thinking come from? So I ask you, where do you come from?
I am not my thinking.
I am not thinking?
I and my thinking different, she said.
I and the thinking different?
Yeah.
Then I only this take a hit to you, I and a hit to you thinking. Then what can you do? Only I thinking, only one time hit is not, but you, I and the thinking different. So I hit your thinking, two times. Then what do you say?
Out.
Out, correct. Two times out necessary. One time not enough.
There's like two,
it's as if there are two things. That's what we say, checking. Okay, checking. Okay, that's not thinking, just checking. So you start checking necessary. What is that? What is this? That's my finger. Too much thinking so that you don't understand my finger. So just think. The finger is a finger. Yeah? So I ask you, 1 + 2 = what? 1 + 2 = what? Again thinking? Yeah. So I ask you, 1 + 2 = what? Correct. Is that good or bad? Neither, not good, not bad, you know. Okay, again I ask you. You ask me, 1 + 2 = what? You ask me.
1 + 2 = what?
0. Why? Okay. Somebody give to me 1 apple. I ate. The next 2 apples, I ate. Somebody give to me 3 apples, all gone, my stomach. So 1 + 2 = Zero. So you say 1 plus equal to 3, I say 1 plus equal to 0. Which one is correct? You too much thinking, so I give to you thinking medicine. So which one is correct? 1 plus equal to 3. 1 plus equal to 0. But this 1 comes from where? This 2 comes from where? 3 comes from where? 0 comes from where? Made by thinking. So, first meditation. Only breathing, just breathing, watching. Or don't know, or move, or any kind of meditation. Then, water is mountain, mountain is water. That's the form is emptiness, emptiness is a form. Little bit understand that. This world only changing. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So water is mountain, mountain is water. Then more meditation. Then no form, no emptiness. No mountain, no water. Because the sun, the moon, the star never say, I am sun. Never say, I am moon. Never say, I am star. Never say that, okay? Only, all made by thinking. If you cut of all thinking, no sun, no moon, no star, no mountain, no water, no form, no emptiness, okay? Then more practice. Then complete emptiness. Complete stillness. Then more practice, then stillness is keeping mind with clear like space, very clear, very pure. That mind is clear like space. Clear like space means clear like mirror. Red come, just red. White come, just white. So mountain coming, just mountain. Water coming, just water. So that means we say form is form. Emptiness is emptiness, which means mountain is mountain, water is water. Okay? So that's three kind. Form is emptiness, form. That's a mountain is water, water is mountain. The next, no form, no emptiness, no mountain, no water. The next, mountain, oh, form is a form, emptiness, mountain is just a mountain, water is water. Which one do you like?
Water is water.
Oh, that's good. But one more step necessary. That means only mountain, water is water. Then it's like that. So that is cup. We demonstrate. So this cup. If you say cup, you attach the name and form. If you say not cup, you attach it to emptiness. Is this a cup or not? Not cup, then attach the emptiness. It's a cup, then attach the name and the form. You ask him, is that cup or not? Correct drink, yeah. Correct, just drink. Correct function. Cup, not cup, doesn't matter. Okay? Then now we understand. That's what. If you say what, you attach the name and the form. If you say not what, you attach to emptiness. Is a what or a not? Correct. Very good. Oh, well, 9 days. More pay money necessary. Yeah, okay, you good. Then, now understand. This cup, this watch, are they the same or different? Oh, not bad. Only that. yeah, people are saying that's a drink that takes time. Okay? Drink, check time. When you see this cup, just correct the watch. Then what kind of correct watching means correct relationship, correct function, correct situation. Correct function means drink, and the correct relationship means cup is into this some water, drink. That's correct situation. Correct relationship or correct relationship. Cup and me. Correct relation. I use this cup. Okay. So, correct function, correct relations, correct situation means just drink. Watch, just watch. 8:30. So we are now understand. First practicing. Form is emptiness. Emptiness form means watch is cup. Cup is watch. Then next, more production, then no form, no emptiness, then no cup, no watch. Then little more production, form is the form, emptiness. That means cup is cup, watch is watch. But that's not enough. Cup is cup, watch is watch, not enough. How correct function? Not say anything, just demonstrate, drink, watching. Then mountain is mountain, water is not enough. Mountain just blue, water is flowing. That's correct. Okay? That means if you keep only go straight before thinking, just correct watching, moment watching, then correct function, correct reactions, correct situation possible. Then mountains are just blue. Water is just flowing. Eh? Not say mountain is mountain, water is water. Just water is flowing. Cup is just drink. Watch is just what? Check time. Bell is just hit. That's all. Very simple, yeah? So, most important that you must practice any kind of meditation, no problem. Then meditation, and this, Vipassana inside the meditation, you just meditation, your center becomes stronger. Finally, your center strong, then your center grow up, it's clear like space. So your center is a clear like space. Then clear like space means a clear like mirror. Red come just red. White come just white. Somebody hungry give the food. Somebody thirsty give the drink. Just watching make a correct idea, correct situation, correct function. That is a correct meditation. Then this world no problem. What is world peace? World peace. World peace means everybody holding my opinion, my condition, my situation, and make this like, dislike. Russia like, dislike. America like, dislike. So make this alarm bomb, nuclear weapons, then fighting each other. You know. Take away our opinion, my condition, my situation. That name is put it all down. Then your mind, my mind, your nature, my nature, connect. That's become harmony. Become harmony is peace mind. So, everybody come in here meditation, then world peace is no problem. They're not meditation, so this time appear this world. So, now that we are correct meditation, teaching political people and the business people, education people, all teaching them necessary. So, our practice is very important. So, everybody listen to your teacher, the practice, teacher's this speech and this correct this direction, and find your true self very important. So I give you three homework. Why do you eat every day? Number one. Why is the sky blue? Number two. when Daju Shuga becomes sweet, number three, okay? If you attain that, then attain correct way. Why do you eat every day? That means your direction, correct way. Human means correct way. Then why is the sky blue? If you attain that, you attain truth. When Daju Shuga becomes sweet, attain that, you attain correct life. So if you attain your true self, then find the correct way and the truth, correct life. Bible said, I am the way and the truth and the correct life. Same way. But our meditation, Buddhism meditation means myself, practicing, attain my true self, and find the correct way and the truth, correct life. So I hope only go straight, just practicing. And your center stronger, stronger, stronger. Soon get enlightenment, save all people from suffering. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.